flung wildly into a black hole in a far-off galaxy. "Forget the angiogram. Write a book about going to heaven and coming back," she said. "Those authors make money." I winced. "They also have to die first." "Details," she purred, and we laughed. My mother's tepid response to the idea of my writing a book about the Enneagram gave me pause. I had my own reservations about the project as well. When my grandmother didn't know what to make of something, she would say it was novel. I suspect that's how she'd describe the Enneagram. No one knows for certain when, where, or who first came up with the idea for this map of the human personality. What is clear is that it's been a work in progress for a long time. Some trace its origins back to a Christian monk named Evagrius, whose teachings formed the basis for what later became the seven deadly sins, and to the desert mothers and fathers of the 4th century, who used it for spiritual counseling. Some say that elements of the Enneagram also appear in other world religions, including Sufism, the mystical tradition within Islam, and Judaism. In the early 1900s, an undeniably strange teacher named George